Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I have to admit, it's Wednesday night and I'm recording this, which is so unusual. I usually record on the weekends when I'm completely chill and relaxed and I have my time off. But last weekend, I was just close to dead, or at least it felt like it. I was extremely tired. I basically couldn't move all day long for 2 days straight. That wasn't fun. And I think the problem is really a seasonal allergy because I'm allergic to grass pollen. So it's like an on and off thing. Sometimes I react, sometimes I don't. Some years I'm fine, some years I have weird symptoms. And I think this is just a year where I do struggle with uncontrollable coughing. And of course, my extreme fatigue. And I'm trying to cope with that as well as I can. The weather outside is gloomy, feels like a weird, very gloomy, dark version of spring right now, which is fine. It's part of the process, I guess. And I think last week was also kind of a gloomy phase in my life. I talked about feeling confused and not really knowing where to go and what to do and what I want, and so many different aspects were unclear for me. So I purposely named this episode Clarity, because after confusion comes clarity. I firmly believe that. And I guess I'm on the way to clarity. I'm just noticing that maybe, and this is really hard for me to say, but maybe it's not all my fault. I tend to blame myself for a lot of things, and I tend to look for the responsibility on my part. But sometimes it's not all you, it's them. And in this case, I just noticed that I do have people and circumstances around me that do not bring clarity to my life, that do increase confusion, and that don't communicate openly and upfront, and who just trigger me in different ways, and that I question myself and my decisions and whether I'm at the right stage and in the right place. And so many different aspects of my life are just being touched. And I guess that's potentially part of a necessary process of coming to your senses in a way, and coming to yourself and realizing that even though outside circumstances aren't really reliable, you are. Or in my case, I am. I am the reliable part, or I am the part who can bring clarity into whatever I'm feeling. So I guess this comes down to having clear boundaries and setting boundaries and keeping them up and protecting them. That's really something that I struggle with. And I've realized that, and it's a challenge, but it's also something I'm aware of, so I can work on it. And I'm trying to focus a lot more on what I want. And I personally have to start really basic and learn to ask myself, what do I want? And what do I want independently from other people and from what I think they may want, or they may think about me, or they may expect from me? What is it that I want, that I truly want? I think clarity comes from asking the right questions. And to me, those questions are really, really important and actually vital to finding myself and finding out what I really long for. I don't even know if you can relate, or if you're a person with a very strong will and a very strong foundation and self-esteem and self-worth and self-trust that hopefully enables you to make good choices and to make decisions that are based off of what you want. But I personally catch myself being a people pleaser, and I catch myself trying to look after everybody else's feelings, or after everybody else's supposed feelings and their needs instead of mine. What happens is this phenomenon that we know from dating, or the saying or cliche that is thrown around, and that's nice guys finish last. Well, in this case, I'm the nice girl, and I've made sadly the experience that I do finish last as well. Because when you're nice to people, it's very easy to use that to, I don't want to say manipulate you, but just people take it for granted and people really use it for their advantage. Whether consciously or unconsciously, it doesn't matter. It's the same result for you. You feel used, you feel energyless, you feel selfless in a negative way. And yeah, I do think that it's so important to just realize that being nice isn't good. I'm a huge fan of Matthew Hussey, and I've heard him talk about the difference between being nice and being kind. And I think that was a couple of years ago, but it still rings true for me. Being kind entails being honest, and treating people with kindness means that you are not nice on a superficial level, but that you are genuinely interested in the best outcome for both parties, and that you basically aim for truth and communication. And you say the hard things, but you do that in a very respectful and kind way, because you know it's the best for all people involved. While being nice is really just people pleasing, in a nutshell. Trying to be liked by others, trying to be seen as a likable person, trying to be accepted, while being kind is really next level. And I think I have the potential to be a kind person because I am genuinely interested in the best for people, but I have to learn to see myself as well and forget about what other people may or may not think about me. And it's about raising my standards and keeping up my boundaries and protecting them. And this is all just a realization that I'm so happy I'm able to formulate right now and put into words. And that's why I love this podcast. I tend to think out loud when I record, and those things make sense to me while I speak them, or when I speak them. And I'm so happy that I have a platform to express what I want to express and what I feel like, putting out there. And I really hope that this helps somebody and that it inspires someone. You know, sometimes even the smallest things can make someone's day. Like when I entered the bus this morning, there was a group of school kids with their teachers. They were going somewhere. I don't know where. And I don't know why exactly always when I get into the bus, but they were there. And there was a girl right in front of the door. So the door opened, I stepped into the bus, and she said hello and waved at me. So I said hi back to her and didn't really think much of it. And then she turned to her friend and she was like, oh wow, she said hi to me. I had an impact on that girl in that moment. And for whatever reason, even if it was just a very small gesture or moment, I had an impact on that girl. And I think we must not underestimate kind acts, honest words, and the way we live our lives, because we can impact other people in a positive or negative way. I do hope that this inspired you in some way and that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will catch you next Thursday. Stay tuned. Bye.